Finding the funny side. Member Jamie Weller's journey to stand-up comedy. Back in 2022, an unexpected email landed in my inbox, an invitation to join the Recovery Through Comedy programme organised by the Royal British Legion. I was already doing a lot of public speaking, and this felt like the ultimate challenge. So I thought, why not? I signed up. The course was a 5-day event and we were trained by 2 professional comics, including the brilliant Janice Connolly. There were around 13 of us veterans and over the week, each built and rehearsed our own 5-minute set. By the end of it, we were ready to perform at a club in Birmingham, which was amazing. After that, we took the show on a mini UK tour, performing at events like the Royal British Legion's annual conference, Armed Forces Day in Falmouth, and the Edinburgh Fringe. It was incredible. We got to perform for new audiences all over the country, and our confidence as comedians grew with each show. When the programme came to an end, a group of us weren't quite ready to stop. So in March of this year, we set up the Veterans Comedy Club. We expanded our individual 5-minute sets to 15 minutes. Less comics, more time on stage. We then set out on tour, even selling out all our shows at the Fringe this year. We each offer something unique and we're hoping to continue growing our sets and raising money for another course so that more veterans can experience the same stand-up comedy training. I love getting up on stage and making people laugh. My set is all about storytelling and turning the awkward moments of life with sight loss into humour. Whether it's confusing a toy banknote for a real one in a shop, or coming up with something I like to call the sniff test. But you'll have to come to my show to find out what that means. I share stories from my life that not only educate people about the realities of blindness, but make them laugh at the same time, even about topics they might normally feel uncomfortable laughing at. My guide dog Freddie is often part of the set too. He comes on stage with me and is a big hit with the audience, especially when he decides to do something unscripted, like walking off stage mid-performance. I've performed in front of crowds as big as 300 people, but whether it's a small club or a huge stage, I get my feedback by listening to the audience. Being unable to see the audience's faces, I rely entirely on the sound of their laughter and claps to gauge their reactions. It's a skill I've developed over years of public speaking, but stand-up comedy has really honed it. Stand-up keeps my mind active and gives me a platform to challenge stereotypes about blindness. It's been amazing for my mental health, and I just really like making people laugh, so it's a win-win. I don't consider myself disabled, just someone who can't see, and I use comedy to show people that being blind doesn't limit what I can achieve. My mantra is, I don't let my blindness manage me, I manage my blindness. Recently, I was shortlisted for the Starts Award for Comedy and Spoken Word, which is a really exciting opportunity. I'm also looking forward to what's next for the Veterans Comedy Club. We're growing, writing new material and planning more shows, and hopefully another run at the Fringe next year. If it hadn't been for Blind Veterans UK being there for me when I lost my sight over 30 years ago, I wouldn't have gained the skills and confidence I have today. Back then, they showed me that there's life after sight loss, and they helped me develop the can-do mindset that shaped my life. It enabled me to grow, to push back on the barriers and boundaries of what blind people can achieve. It gave me the confidence to show that I could lead a fulfilling, independent life going forward, and that confidence is everything.